Oh, on the question of APRA, I don't know if this is an unusual view, but it struck me as APRA was ridiculously heavy-handed in the way they responded to the foreign exchange crisis. I mean, this is a $63 billion bank that lost $360 million. And the regulator comes in and starts telling us we have to shut down our trading and crawling all through the business. And it just seemed like a massive overreaction. There was never a question of NAB's solvency or its ability to you know, honour its deposits. Why did APRA go in so hard? Were they just feeling silly that they missed the HIH crash? It just seemed like I've never seen a regulator go in so hard in responding to something that was actually relatively small in the overall context of the NAB business.
With regards APRA, I think it's a bit unfair to say they were heavy-handed. I think APRA was surprised at the event that occurred, and albeit in relatively small in financial terms, it illustrated, I think, some problems in the bank more around the area of culture. And I'm sure that was APRA's main concern, that if you have some cultural issues, for example, a culture where people are reluctant to pass up bad news and try and cover it up and hope that it will go away, that can be a huge problem in any organisation, and particularly in a bank. And so that's why you'll have heard us emphasise over the last couple of years all the efforts that we've been putting in to making sure that the culture of the bank is right, and we're certainly we've achieved a lot in that regard, I think. I think you have to understand APRA's position as a regulator, in which it is charged with pretty heavy responsibilities to make sure that Australia's financial system, in this case the banks and insurance companies, are sound. And as we saw in the collapse of HIH, the implications when a financial institution collapses are much more serious than when another industrial, say, company does, because of the way financial institutions' activities involve so many of the Australian population. And we, I must say, have a really good working relationship with APRA now. We've got real mutual respect because we understand where they're coming from, and I think they appreciate the effort that we've put into making sure these things don't happen again.
Now, I think the chairman covered completely our relationship with APRA, and I would just add my voice to his, that APRA have actually been very helpful to us. And when I first arrived, our relations with our regulators everywhere were dreadful, and now our relations with our regulators are excellent. And I know which one I prefer. It's much easier to do business when you get on with your regulator. As for biggest, we really don't have the concept. We are the biggest bank in Australia, but that's not what gets us up in the morning. As the chairman rightly said, is to deliver for you, the shareholders. But to deliver for you, shareholders, we have to look after our customers, our staff, and the community. And because of that, that's how we run the businesses everywhere, whether it's a particularly small business in a country or a very big business in Australia. And we never really go for empire building, and that's not likely to change with this board.